Good Tuesday morning, beloved, and welcome, welcome, welcome to this Tuesday edition of our 5-Minute Journey. Today we are in Hosea chapter 9, verses 1 through 14. Here Hosea warns the people of Israel that their unfaithfulness to God will now unleash harsh punishment, including deportation to Egypt. And he warns the people about the consequences of their sin. And as we continue with our Bible study this week, God's saving word for us is mercy and forgiveness. So let's begin reading Hosea chapter 9 at verse 1. People of Israel, stop celebrating your festivals like pagans. You have turned away from your God and have been unfaithful to Him. All over the land you have sold yourselves like prostitutes to the god Baal and have loved the grain you thought He paid you with. But soon you will not have enough grain and olive oil and there will be no wine. The people of Israel will not remain in the Lord's land but will have to go back to Egypt and will have to eat forbidden food in Assyria. In those foreign lands, they will not be able to make wine offerings to the Lord or bring their sacrifices to Him. Their food will defile everyone who eats it, like food eaten at funerals. It will only be used to satisfy their hunger. None of it will be taken as an offering to the Lord's temple. And when the time comes for the appointed festivals in honor of the Lord, what will they do then? When the disaster comes and the people are scattered, the Egyptians will gather them up and gather them for burial there at Memphis. Their treasures of silver and their places where their homes once stood will be overthrown with weeds and thorny bushes. The time for punishment has come, the time when people will get what they deserve. When that happens, Israel will know it. This prophet, you say, is a fool. This inspired man is insane. You people hate me so much because your sin is so great. God has sent me as a prophet to warn His people of Israel. Yet wherever I go, you try to trap me like a bird. Even in God's temple, the people are the prophet's enemies. You are hopelessly evil in what they do, just as they were at Gibeah. God will remember their sin and punish them for it. The Lord says, when I first found Israel, it was like finding grapes growing in the desert. When I first saw your ancestors, it was like seeing the first ripe figs of the season. But when they came to Mount Peor, they began to worship Baal and soon became as disgusting as the gods they loved. Israel's greatness will fly away like a bird, and there will be no more children born to them, no more women pregnant, no more children conceived. But even if they did bring up children, I would take them away and not leave one alive. When I abandon these people, terrible things will happen to them. Lord, I can see their children being hunted down and killed. What shall I ask you to do to these people? Make their women barren. Make them unable to nurse their babies. And today's key verse is Hosea chapter 9, verse 8, where Hosea says, God has sent me as a prophet to warn His people Israel. You know, you can almost feel the frustration in Hosea's words of warning. He tells these people, don't you see that you're living in sin? God is going to have you to answer for that sin. Don't you see that your destruction is coming? And what do? Of course, they hate the messenger, don't they? They turn on the messenger. They don't want to believe that God would reject them. And so they reject the messenger and see how the prophet was treated. Even in the temple, even in the churches, the people, so-called people of God, rejected God's messengers and just continued in their sin. Let's pray. Holy God, Faithfulness to you is what I ask. Keep me strong in faith and grounded in your word. In your holy name I pray. Amen. Well, that brings our Tuesday morning together to a close, beloved. Join me tomorrow when we'll be reading Hosea chapter 9, verse 15 through Hosea chapter 10, verse 15, where Hosea declares that the people will suffer consequences because of their sinfulness. So until we meet again, beloved, may God richly bless you. Truly, I mean this with all my heart. May he bless you with every good blessing in Jesus' name. Amen.